You're on White Noise here on Joy 94.9, and Kez, I am so freaking excited by who we're talking to at the moment. These guys are single-handedly bringing back the greatest genre of metal ever, 80s glam hair, craziness rock. Joining us on the line is Satchel from Steel Panther. Satchel, how you doing?
I am phenomenal. I've been up for about 3 days just partying, thinking about Australia. And playing heavy metal, been writing some songs, listening to some Rat and some Dokken and some Motley Crue, hanging out with three strippers right now. It's pretty awesome over here.
You are the biggest rock star in the universe. Now, your band's gone through a couple of name changes, and you finally settled on Steel Panther. Where does that name come from, and why did you choose it?
Well, you know what we did is we wanted a band name that was, you know, the heaviest of heavy metal band names. So we decided to take steel, which is the hardest, heaviest substance known to scientists, and also a panther, which is one of the fiercest marsupials on the planet.
Yep.
And if you combine those two, you've got like a really fierce, heavy thing that will show no mercy on people, which is pretty badass, if you ask me.
Yeah, that's probably the best explanation for a band name ever. That's pretty wicked.
For people who are unfamiliar with Steel Panther, how would you define yourselves and your music?
How would I define ourselves and our music?
Yep.
Wow, that's a really good question. You know, I think I would, you know, our music is intense and bitchin' and rad and awesome, and it's heavy metal and it's sexy and, you know, it's, did I say rad already? Because it's totally rad.
You can say it again, but there's never too many rads.
Right, it's bitchin' and it's sexy and it's rad and awesome. And as a band, I would say that we are also bitchin' and rad and sexy. And, you know, we like to party and we get a lot of pussy. Can I say pussy?
Yes, you can get away with some words.
Cool, I'll say it again. We get a lot of pussy.
Right.
And we're bitchin' and rad, just like our music. And when you listen to Steel Panther music, you get a little bit more bitchin' yourself.
You know, I totally agree with that. Now, as a band, you guys began by performing a variety of 80s metal cover songs. So we were wondering what your favorite song was to cover.
Well, you know, we do cover songs. You know, we started off as a cover band, and, you know, we've covered a lot of songs in our career because we've been playing for about 35 or 40 years now.
Yep.
And, you know, a lot of people can't even believe it because our singer still looks pretty young, you know, because he's had a hip transplant and a lot of liposuction done and a couple facelifts. But our singer is almost 60 years old, but he still looks like he's in his late 40s. So he's, you know, I would have to say one of my favorite songs to cover is Photograph by Def Leppard. I like that one.
Ooh, that's a really good song.
Maybe like Shout at the Devil by Motley Crue. You can't go wrong with that.
Oh, that's even better.
Kitchen song.
Now, it's probably safe to say that Steel Panther takes metal to the extreme with songs like Death to All But Metal. What do you have to say to those who find your lyrics offensive?
Oh, you know what? The people that don't like our lyrics, if you don't like what we're saying, then you're probably a jerk. And but the people that do like us, they're awesome and they're bitchin' and rad. And, you know, if you're offended by what we're saying, then you need to stop being such a jerk and start being cool. And maybe when you start being cool a little bit, then I'll like you again.
Right, that sounds like a plan. That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
That is a plan. Why, do you know somebody who doesn't like us? I don't know anybody who doesn't like us.
No, you know what? In fact, I don't know anyone that doesn't like you guys.
If you meet somebody that doesn't like us, tell them that Satchel said that they were a jerk.
All right, we can do that.
Okay. You guys claim that your latest album will restore faith in metal. So what can we expect from this album and when will it be released?
Well, we don't have a release date yet because we've been trying to get one from the label, but they won't return our phone calls.
Okay.
But I'll tell you what, I'm pretty sure it's going to come out sometime in the future. And also, this album is probably going to be one of the best heavy metal records ever made by people on planet Earth, and it's going to be so bitchin' that when people hear it, that they're gonna flip out. And, I mean, chicks are gonna want to have sex with us even more than they do now, and guys who come to the shows are gonna probably bring their girlfriends just so their girlfriends can have sex with us, and then they can have sex with their girlfriends and get a little bit of us to rub off on them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
That's how bitching this record is.
So what's going to be the name of this bitching record?
We don't know for sure yet. We're still throwing some names, you know, tossing some names around there.
Mm-hmm.
But we're still, you know, I mean, we were thinking about maybe calling it Smells Like Number Two, or That's Not My Cock, It's My Finger.
Okay, yep, good record titles.
I don't know, we're just thinking. If you got any ideas, let me know, because there's a lot of money involved. If you end up naming our record, we could pay you dozens of dollars, and that's, you know, Australian dollars, which are worth more than American dollars.
Yeah, well, if we think of something, we'll put it on your Facebook. What's been your best or worst moment as a band so far?
The best and worst moment?
Or best or worst, whatever you feel like sharing with us.
Wow, you know, that's a good... It's a really good question. That's probably the best question you've asked so far.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're welcome. Not that the other ones weren't good, but that one was that's a really good one. I don't even know if I have a good answer for that. I'll tell you what. Every day in this band is killer, except for the fact that we don't get along at all, so we fight constantly.
All right.
So, you know, like me and Michael, we don't get along at all. Like, he will probably not tell you that because he's very insecure.
Mm-hmm.
But... one time, I had sex with Michael's girlfriend at the time. This is back in, like, 1989. And he got really pissed. And so he tried to fight me, and I knocked him out with one punch. Like, just knocked him out cold. Then after that, he got back in the band, and we got back together and stuff. And I stopped screwing his girlfriend
probably
for
a good
couple
idea.
Weeks. And then I went back and screwed her some more. And then he got mad again. But we made it through that, and I think that made us stronger as a band. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know what? It probably did.
What can we expect from Steel Panther in the years to come?
What's in the future for Steel Panther?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to rock as hard as we can for as long as we can. And, you know, at the rate we're going, we rock pretty friggin' hard for a bunch of dudes who are as old as we are. I mean, you know, any one of us could die from a drug overdose or, you know, congestive heart failure at any moment. So... you know, our singer has already had triple bypass surgery, you know, 2 hip replacements, 4 facelifts.
4 facelifts?
7 liposuction surgeries. Yeah, four facelifts. Did I say 4 facelifts?
So your lead singer is actually Joan Rivers.
Oh, yeah. I mean, his face, sometimes when he's banging his head on stage, I'm afraid his whole face is going to fall off. It's crazy.
The Soundwave Revolution will be Steel Panther's first time down under. Are you excited to perform for your Australian fans?
Oh, my God. I'm so excited to perform Down Under that I'm actually, right now when I'm speaking to you, I've got full erection. It's crazy. Don't get uncomfortable, but it's amazing. I'm really excited. I'm excited right now.
And we're glad to hear that you're excited.
I'm glad you're excited. Just talking to you guys, I'm excited. Hold on. Okay, I'm done being excited now.
Fantastic. Move on to the next question. What are you guys going to get up to in your spare time, if you have any down here?
Wait, what did you say? You sounded like you were from England there for a second. One more time.
Sorry, we are convicts from England to begin with, us Aussies.
I get your accents confused.
That's all good. What will you guys get up to in your spare time down here?
Oh, in our spare time? Well, we're going to do the same thing down there that we do in our spare time up here in the States. See, we're going to party. We'll probably have sex with a lot of loose women and stuff, and mm-hmm. and probably like look for some strip joints and stuff like that. And you know what, dude? I'm gonna probably box a kangaroo because I've never done that before,
mm-hmm.
and I want to still do it while I'm young before I turn 60. And you know, I'm gonna box a kangaroo, and hopefully that's still legal down there. I'm gonna probably toss a couple boomerangs around, maybe you know, masturbate with a koala. I don't know. There's all kinds of stuff to do down there, right?
Yeah, all the usual touristy stuff. I guess you could put it in that category. Now, we're running out of time. There are so many bands at Soundwave. Why should people come and see Steel Panther?
Well, because we're probably going to be the best ones. I probably sound like a dick saying that, but you know what? If you don't come see Steel Panther, then you are probably going to miss the best show ever put on by a heavy metal band, not only in Australia, but in any country on planet Earth.
Ooh,
or any other planet in the solar system.
That's a pretty big call. We're going to hold you to that. We're gonna be there, and we're going to make sure you guys rock the balls off Soundwave Revolution.
Dude, let me tell you something. When you leave our show after we're done, you better check the ground because your balls are probably going to be somewhere within the vicinity on the ground. That's how hard your balls are going to get rocked off.
And with that advice, Satchel, thank you so much for being on our show, and we really look forward to having Steel Panther Down Under.
I can't wait to come see you guys and party and rock and stuff.
Sounds like a plan.
Bitchin' dude. Thanks, you guys.